Creation and Materialism, Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Unit 2, Lesson 9, by Mark D. Vogt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Most people, including many believers, aren't aware of how deeply they're influenced by the philosophy of materialism. Yet it quietly shapes the modern world more than almost any other worldview, except, perhaps, evolution. Materialism isn't just about owning stuff. It's a philosophical belief system that says matter is all there is. What is materialism? Materialism teaches that everything that exists is made of matter, or dependent on matter to exist. Even thoughts, emotions, and consciousness are seen as the result of material processes. There is no room for spirit, soul, or God, just atoms, chemicals, and neurons. This means that there is no immaterial reality, no God, no afterlife, no divine source. A very old lie with a modern twist. This idea isn't new. Greek philosophers like Democritus and Epicurus taught that the universe was nothing more than atoms in empty space. During the Enlightenment, men like John Locke helped usher in an age where empirical science replaced supernatural explanations. Over time, this led to a growing confidence that everything could be explained by science, and that there was no need for God in the equation. Materialism and evolution. Close friends. Materialism is the philosophical backbone of evolution. It claims that life emerged from non-life, that DNA, ecosystems, and the diversity of life are all results of random material interactions over time. That natural selection, not divine design, explains everything. Materialism also pairs naturally with atheism. Since God is not material, he's excluded from the conversation. Science becomes the new savior. The science of God, or the God of science. Many early scientists were believers who used the scientific method to study God's creation. But over time, science became separated from its source. Today, science is often viewed as a replacement for faith. People look to science to explain love, morality, identity, and consciousness. Even fields like neuroscience and artificial intelligence are shaped by materialism, trying to reduce the mind to molecules or reproduce consciousness in machines. Materialism turns spiritual realities into chemical reactions. More than science, a full-scale worldview. Materialism goes far beyond science. It shapes politics, like Marxism, which builds its theories around material conditions. Ethics, where right and wrong are judged by utility or biology, not divine revelation. Economics, where value is tied to things, not people. Education, where students are taught that they're nothing more than highly evolved animals. It touches everything, and most don't even see it. What materialism gets wrong. Materialism claims to explain the world without God. But here's the truth. All is out of him, and through him, and for him. Romans 11:36. God set up the universe. He created the rules of chemistry, physics, and biology. He is the first cause and the only cause. Materialism observes the results of God's work, but fails to acknowledge the author. God hides on purpose. Some might ask, why doesn't God just prove himself? Scripture gives us the answer, surely you are El, concealing yourself. Isaiah 45:15. It is the glory of Elohim to conceal a matter, and the glory of kings to investigate a matter. Proverbs 25:2. God hides himself, not out of cruelty, but out of purpose. He wants people to seek him, not stumble upon him like a math equation. And in the end, God locks up all together in stubbornness, that he should be merciful to all. Romans 11:32. Final thought, matter isn't the master. Materialism says everything is made of matter. There is no God, no soul, no spirit. What you can see, touch, and measure is all there is. But the Word of God says, by faith we are apprehending the eons to have been adjusted by the saying of God, so that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing. Hebrews 11:3. Reality is more than molecules. The seen was made by the unseen, and the one behind it all is not material, but spiritual, the living God.